Live around the globe, it's time for Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries on the SSI Radio Network.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
To participate in the program, call us at 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Or check in anytime online at rudymaxa.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Live from the Danube River in Austria, this is your RM World Travel Connection, and from coast to coast, border to border, and up into Canada. Thanks for tuning in today. It's nice to have you here with Mary, Rudy, and me as the Travel Trio talks all things travel with you. I'm Robert Carey, and today, Mary and I were broadcasting live from the Amaviola River cruise ship as we just departed Vienna, Austria, about an hour ago or so, Mary.
Yes, tough job.
And literally, as we watched the water go past us.
Cruising along here.
Folks, we are literally right now traveling on the Danube River, as you hear my voice, as we're headed to our next destination of Krems, Austria. And, you know, after last week's live broadcast, we caught a British Airways 747 for Budapest, where we started this adventure with AMA Waterways, and then we arrived in Vienna, Austria a few days ago.
We did, and we've certainly enjoyed our sampling of the Christmas markets, both in Budapest and here in Vienna, as well as some great local historic attractions. We saw a concert last night. Mozart and Strauss.
Well, you cannot come to Vienna and not see Mozart or experience Mozart and Strauss.
Right.
And it was an experience.
Absolutely. And also enjoying some fine food and wine here aboard the Amaviola. And we'll get into that a little bit later for all of you. But not to be outdone, Rudy's been racking up the mileage runs this week between Virginia, Minnesota, and now California as he gets ready to do another year-end mileage run to Hong Kong, I believe, Rudy.
Tokyo.
First of all, how are you, and can you hear us okay here?
I can hear you. I just cannot believe you are sailing on this AMA Waterways ship or vessel down the Danube.
And it is getting dark, and it is beautiful right now, Rudy.
You're doing a live race. Amazing, amazing. Yes, I'm making a year-end mileage run to Tokyo. Now, listen, not everybody in our audience might know what a mileage run is. In essence, it's an unnecessary, often year-end airline flight taken for only one reason: to qualify for a higher rung in the frequent flyer ladder of an airline. I'm 9,000 miles from qualifying on Delta this year for Diamond status, which bestows all kinds of perks the following year. Liberal upgrades. I think they salute you when you board the plane, etc.
So
that's why I'm flying this week into Tokyo for one night and then back, having dinner with a friend. But it's a long schlep for dinner, no question. But, you know, I'm not alone. I find these people at the airports the last 2 weeks of December who are flying into London and walking down four gates and 2 hours later flying back and flying back and flying back. I've done that myself. It's crazy.
Yeah. We've done hotel runs where you try to maintain a status.
We've done airlines at the end. But right now we're okay with our status, and we're not at that next rung.
No, we're not there right now.
It's definitely at the end of the year, and this is what people are doing. So.
Well, you're starting to get your AMA Waterway elite level.
That's true. They may have their multiple levels as well. That's correct. We're shooting for gold.
That works.
That's correct. No question about it. And they do offer some really interesting incentives as you climb the ladder with them. So as I did say to open the show, today Mary and I are coming to you live from the AMA Viola. This is one of the newer ships in the AMA Waterways River Cruises fleet. And over the course of today's broadcast, we'll be sharing some of the experiences you can enjoy on river cruises. There are certainly so many options for cruising these days. And, folks, this is an enjoyable and relaxing and different way, you know, I'd also add, to experience Europe.
I agree 100% on how relaxing it is. I think it's just, I find it serene to be here, and wherever we are.
You were very relaxed on this trip.
I'm very relaxed.
I've been a little concerned about the broadcast, but I'll be relaxed the rest of the trip.
I have been completely relaxed, but whether you're eating breakfast, lunch, dinner, whether you're right now in your cabin broadcasting, we happen to be, but just always having that water view and always having these wonderful views, I have found absolutely wonderful. Not to mention, when you go off the ship and you explore the cities or you do whatever you want to do, you go on a bike ride, AMA Waterways offers great bike rides as well, you come back to this staff that is so
warm. I think
warm.
That's the differentiator.
Yeah.
I think that's so far what
we've
identified.
And you feel like you're walking back.
And it's the attention to detail.
Not just your home base, but kind of like coming back home, only we don't have to do dishes or anything like that, and we get a great welcome back. But it's just been wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, listen, we've got a very busy show planned for you today, including a visit that Mary and I had earlier this week to the fun and really beautiful Christmas markets in Budapest. So, Mary, why don't we get everything rolling and let everyone know what's coming up this hour?
Absolutely. In just a few minutes, in our showcase segment today, show friend Christine Karst and co-owner of AMA Waterways River Cruises will be joining us here live on the AMA Viola. And we've spent a few days with Christine now, and other than her husband, Rudy, I would venture to say I don't think there's anyone that we know who knows river cruising as well as Christine does. In segment three, it's journalist Cash Peters, who will share some options for staying in monasteries in Rome. And then it's Nigel de Vim with Bonjour Paris, who checks in for segment four to discuss another form of road lodging, convents in Paris. And then towards the end of this hour, Jackie Friedman will be here with us live as well. She's the president of Nexion, a company that has a network of nearly 4,000 independent travel agents associated with them. She happens to be the godmother of the AMA Viola that we're on this week. And we asked her to join us to talk travel and river cruising. Next hour, we'll share all the local food and wine available to you on river cruises, as well as the many things available to do. But as always, let's try and hit a few travel news stories. Rudy, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Well, if you've ever tried to navigate a new huge airport, you know it can be a difficult proposition, whether it's in the States or overseas. Google Maps this week unveiled very detailed maps that you can call up on your smartphone that will display the interiors of 30 large airports in the world. The maps are mostly of airports for now in the U.S., including LAX and Los Angeles, New York's three largest airports, Houston, Chicago's two airports, and more. Elsewhere, Berlin, Amsterdam, and several Canadian airports are included. Now, listen, you don't need to be on Wi-Fi to orient yourself with these maps. They're going to have little Wi-Fi boosters all or something all over the airport. So you don't have to sign on to the airport Wi-Fi. Some airports charge for that. And you can drill down to specific gates, airline lounges, and restaurants. And I'm wondering if we're going to see the day when flight information from each gate will be posted in real time on your smartphone. I'm betting on
it. And will they tell you when you're at gate, 26, that you're now have to go to terminal D41
yeah, or something? The other terminal, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Listen,
technology, look what we're doing, Rudy. I mean, listen, it's changing the way we all travel, the way we live, and it's all good. I've got something here. United Airlines, I saw a policy change they're making I thought was interesting. The age for unaccompanied minors traveling on United is now 5 to 14 instead of previously 5 to 15. So they knocked a year off that. So this means that more young travelers are going to be able to fly alone to visit family or go to camp or field trips, whatever they may do. It's only going to be for nonstop flights operated by United or United Express. It will not be on connections, and it will also not be if you're connecting to another airline.
All right. Real quickly, one last quick news story. Hilton next year will roll out its connected room initiative, enabling guests to control room preferences from their smartphones. We'll talk about technology. Through the connected room feature, guests using Hilton's mobile app will be able to control room temperature, lighting, TV channels, window covering settings, and customize streaming content to the guest room TV. Of course, that's important
Very cool.
A lot of people. So we'll see how that rolls out. It's going to start off with Hilton Honors members in 2018.
Nice to have you all with us tuned into the Travel Trio today. An unusual show coming from the Danube River live with Robert and Mary. Christine Karst joins them in the next segment to talk about the AMA Viola they're on. Stick around.
To join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call 800-387-8025 or follow them on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.